Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Mayor on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Hey, Rob Parker here for City Wings Detroit, right there on West Grand Boulevard and the Lodge, Mark. 18 different flavors. We had some wings the other day from City Wings. Am I right?
I'm telling you. Awesome. I had lemon pepper. Loved them.
Lemon pepper, Mark, garlic parmesan, hickory smoked barbecue, sweet chili. And, you know, they got the date night special, $23.49. They got the lunch special, $8.49. Or just the wing dinner for $10.99. So if you want more information, go to the web, citywingsinc.com. It's City Wings Detroit. Hey, Mark.
Yo.
Go get wings.
Oh, I want those wings. Now I want wings again. Can I have wings, please? Let's do a little.
Is it time for that?
It's time for a
sports wrap sponsored by Sporty Wait, Cuts. For the best haircuts in Detroit, go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers. His name, the man, Mark Wilson.
Tigers are winners today in Game 2 of the season. Both walk-offs now. They beat the Royals 2-1 in 10. Ian Kinsler, 3 hits. He had a homer earlier, and then the walk-off gap single in the 10th off Tim Collins. Joe Nathan blew Max Scherzer's gem in the 9th on an Alex Gordon sack fly, but Kinsler came back to win it in 10 and get Nathan off the hook. Al Albuquerque with the victory. Tim Collins the loss. Same 2 tomorrow. 2-1 final in 10 this afternoon in front of 26,000 at Comerica. Bruins and Wings almost done with 2 at Joe Louis. It's a 1-1 tie. Johnny Boychuk has scored for Boston. Thomas Tatar has scored his 19th for the Wings. 1-1 late second at JLA, Wings and Boston. Indiana, I think this thing is done now. The Pacers were leading with a few seconds left. Let's get an update on the Indiana and the Pistons game. Looks like it's going to be loss number, 48 of the season for the Pistons. Final score tonight is in now from Indiana. 101-94. Paul George, 27 points and 13 rebounds. Jay Smoove with 24 for the Pistons, but they go to 27-48 on the 101-94 loss to the Pacers tonight in Indiana. Local scores first, Sportsnet with Parker the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. Other NBA, the Knicks lead the Nets by 31 in the fourth. 101-70, Carmelo has 19. Cavaliers beat the Magic. It's final in Orlando, 119-98, 26 for Deion Waiters. Bobcats beat the Sixers in Philly. This is more like it, by 30. Not the way the Sixers took care of the Pistons, by 25. 123-93 for Charlotte. Al Jefferson at 25. Fourth quarter in Toronto, the Raptors lead the Rockets 105-100. Wizards beat the Celtics 118-92. Bulls over the Hawks. It's final in Atlanta 91-82. Fourth quarter, the Heat blowing out the Bucks 86-63. LeBron's got 17. Halftime in Minnesota, T-Wolves over the Grizzlies 57-42. NIT Championship in New York City tomorrow. Larry Brown and SMU take on Pitino in Minnesota. Not that Pitino, the other Pitino, for the title at Madison Square Garden. Other NHL, one game. Islanders lead Ottawa now late third, 2-1. New York on top of Ottawa. Two others start in about 25 minutes. Other baseball, American League, White Sox on a walk-off wild pitch. Lurie Garcia scoring for Chicago. Beat the Minnesota Twins 7-6-11. Double dip for Oakland. They won the first game 6-1 over Cleveland. They lead the nightcap 2-0 in the second. Boston leads Baltimore 6-2 in the ninth. First homers of the year for both Big Poppy and Mike Napoli. Toronto over Tampa 3-0 ninth. Two homers tonight for Jose Bautista. First two of the season. They've gone to the fifth. The Yankees trail Houston 2-0. The Astros trying to win their second straight over the Yankees. Dexter Fowler's first homer of the year. National League, Braves over Milwaukee this afternoon 1-0. Chris Johnson's homer in the seventh was all Aaron Harang and three others needed for the two-hitter. Pirates lead the Cubs 2-0 eighth. The Cubs just won't score much at all. You think the Tigers will have problems. Cubs may not score ever all season. St. Louis and Cincinnati delayed right by rain. They still haven't called it yet, at least haven't postponed it officially. Washington leads the Mets 4-1 in the eighth. Colorado over Miami 6-4 seventh. One interleague game. Prince Fielder in Texas trail Philadelphia 3-0 in the fifth. Ryan Howard, his first of the season. And the Houston Open begins tomorrow. Phil Mickelson in the field 1 week before the Masters at Augusta. That is your sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts. 9:40, 20 minutes left to go. Our number 248-848-1130. Week and a half done in the books in about 20 minutes. Sportsnet with Parker DeMann back on DFN, back on the Fan. Look how happy Rob is. He's all smooshy wooshy.
Well, I'm happy Iris here because you know what?
I chill with I chill.
I mean, I think he was the first time he's ever on the radio was Parker DeMann.
First time I was ever on the radio.
How long ago?
you know what? That had to be, what, 12, 13 years ago?
That's unbelievable how long ago it was.
12 or 13 years ago.
Because he was interning at Fox 2, and Jennifer Hammond introduced us. That's how we met.
You know, if it was 13 years ago, do you realize the first time you were on, someone could have had a kid and now in high school?
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, that is scary.
That is scary.
Like I could have. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Maybe?
No? Yeah.
But this is a message to all kids out there, though. If you want, you know, one of the things, and you guys know, and I'm not going to be long-winded on this, but one of the things I did was just come in here and sit next to you guys every single day.
Boy, don't I know it.
You know, every
single
day.
And I said, can
day.
You try some deodorant?
Or right. Oh, stop.
A little mouthwash wouldn't hurt you.
Wow.
Every single day to get on the radio. And Rob said one night, he said, you're going to go on.
And that was
said,
it.
He said, I said, okay, let's do it. I was ready. But I had no idea, you know, what I was getting into, but it was cool.
It was a lot of fun.
It was neat.
How'd you get the AD job at Okemos?
Just you know, I've done a lot of stuff in high school sport, in sports in general, and somebody.
And in the NCAA background,
right? And somebody said, "Hey, come, you know, this is one of the best jobs in the state. You should think about it."
Well, I mean, did you literally just put an application in?
Put an application in. That's
in.
It. That okay. was it. Didn't know anybody, you know, and then it worked out. Worked out well, so.
That's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. I'm very proud.
Well, the other thing Ira does is the LakeMichiganFootballReport.com. He's really a guru. He was our guru on the other station for recruiting. And Malik McDowell, do you know any background? Now, the mother didn't want him to go to state.
Because she thought Tom Izzo was a football coach.
You come here once.
I know. That's classic sound.
Twice, Rob. Okay, Rob, twice. Twice, Tom.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So Malik McDowell ends up, we talked about him last night, and at 11:12, an hour and 12 minutes after we were off the air, he faxes in his tender to Mark D'Antonio. He's in like Flint over at Michigan State. He's going to be there 6'6", 295, got all the tools, edge rusher. He can do a lot of things. He's got speed. He's got size. He's got strength. He's got power. But why was there a hesitant move on his part to end up at East Lansing? Again, recruited by everybody big. I mean, it's a huge coup for D'Antonio and Pat Narduzzi.
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing was his mother had an incident at Michigan State, and it was, which is well documented. And when, anytime you have some type of incident, whether it's mother or father, and, you know, it kind of affects your whole recruiting process, and it affected him. And the one thing people did not know until this happened was you cannot go until your legal guardian signs on the dotted line.
Absolutely.
And says you can be there. You know, I mean, but a lot of people thought, hey, he's old enough. He can go. You can't. You cannot do it. And that was a you know, obviously a not a good situation. But I want to give hats off to my guy, Curtis Blackwell, who did an outstanding job. He never wavered in this. Curtis, for those of you who don't know, is basically the director of recruiting for Michigan State. He has a fancy title that says a lot of other things, but he's the director of recruiting, and he's done a great job. You know, Mark D'Antonio called him a game changer, and he has been a game changer. Blackwell is the man up at Michigan State.
If you're watching on ParkerTheMan.com, I'm currently holding up my hand because, okay.
You know we're so, on the, you know, we're live.
Oh, I didn't know we were live.
Okay.
Oh,
they got
a camera here. Well, I'm tweeting out all this stuff to keep you guys on irrelevant online.
Yeah, come on, do it. All right, so hold on. You're kind of burying the lead. So the mother has a thing with Michigan State. Why did he end up there? Why didn't they convince him he was going on anywhere in the country? Why did he actually end up there then if the parents don't want him to be there?
Well, the dad wanted him to be there. Mom didn't want him to be there. The thing is, he wanted
When's
to
When's the
be
divorce?
There. That was his number one number one choice.
And the other thing is that the FedEx envelope finally arrived.
Stop. Come on.
What are you trying to say, Rob? FedEx, what was inside?
I'm just saying.
But with that, give credit to Blackwell. I mean, since he's been there.
For hounding it
and making it happen.
Staying on it.
If he wasn't there, I would go on record. If he wasn't there, I don't think Michigan State would be even in the running for McDowell.
What do you think his second choice was?
Probably, I would say
highest bidder.
I think Michigan was in the mix.
Come on, be real.
I think I do.
He wasn't
going to
go play for Brady Hoke. It wouldn't happen.
I think Michigan
Brady
was
Joe?
In the mix.
Is that what you're talking about?
But I mean, some of those Southern schools were really high. I mean, I know he was going to Florida State.
FSU.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. FSU was his second
Florida
choice.
State was right there. You know, but I don't know if a kid's going to go all the way down to Florida. I mean, it sounds good and it sounds nice, but do you really want to be that far away from your family? Do you really want to play every game, you know, thousands of miles away?
Well, Jabari Parker sure did.
Yeah, that's Coach K.
No, that's anti-Izzo. That's what
it is. Oh, here we go. Hey, what is this? What is it? Is this still the Kirk Cousins thing? Are we still?
No, I have nothing to do with that.
Are we still?
We always just, me and Izzo have a friendly little thing going
on. I know.
Everybody, I tell you, he has everybody else in his back pocket. He doesn't need me. He has everybody else.
Does he have Mark?
Of course.
Of course he has.
Mark is his number one fan.
I was there when he met his wife, practically. I was there over the night. You know,
I know Mark's a Michigan State alum and all that. I get it.
Dude, I mean, I did the Judd Heathcote show for a dozen
years. All I'm saying is, guy just hasn't won a championship in 14 years. That's all.
Some guys have never won one.
He's holding his feet to the fire.
How long did it take Dean Smith to win?
Let me tell you this. Before we get to that, and we've just talked, I'm not going to go into a big thing.
Right.
But I always look at it and say, Tubby Smith is never considered a great coach. He's won one and has a lot of playoff wins as Izzo, but he's always considered different. All
right? No, he's right. There's a lot of guys that have won one.
Steve Fisher has won.
Not a lot. Not a lot.
Jim Valvano has won one championship. That's
right,
all.
Right. One championship.
You got a good number. Right.
Yes. But do those other guys have six Final Four?
No, that doesn't matter.
He doesn't care about that.
Those other guys have all the wins. He doesn't hold
the Final Four dear like we do. He holds that. Not when you talk about greatness.
If he never wins again and coaches another 15
years. He doesn't think Tom's a crappy coach.
I know that. I don't think he's right.
He says he's very good. So now if he wins another one,
where's that going in your book?
Then he goes into greatest when you can win more than one.
So even though Dean Smith, before 1990,
Dean Smith should have won, of course, a lot more. He had a lot of
talent.
Only
won two.
He's an underachiever, Dean Smith, but he's an underachiever.
But he's considered one of the greatest coaches of all
time. That's nice, not by my standards.
And he doesn't give Donovan credit because Donovan won back-to-back with the same group.
Donovan needs to win one more for me.
And I believe it's about him.
Because the same guys won those two.
Right.
I still believe it's about that team. Now, if you win again.
How do you get that team?
No, but just
hang on to your thing.
Again.
We got 15 minutes. We got to get stuff in.
We'll be here all night.
I love this.
April showers, bring May flowers, and some of life's most unforgettable occasions. Do like Rob Parker has done. Have your event produced by the award-winning professionals at Duet Event Films.
Ira just told me. You love the video. Duets did it for me, right?
Yeah. Ira saw it. That's the first thing I said. Yeah.
Yeah, so why not have your event produced by the award-winning? Did you say that?
I said that.
Professional. Okay, from corporate events.
Can't say it enough.
To weddings, graduations, proms, birthdays, engagement parties, bar and bat mitzvahs, or even a unique wedding proposal. Let the pros at Duet Event Films make your special event memorable like Tony Motley did for me.
It's a great piece. Is it on YouTube yet?
No, I can't put it on.
Why?
Somebody put it on Facebook. I didn't have them take it down.
Wow.
You know why?
Too good? Stuff in it?
Pam's in it. I just don't want her to get any grief.
Okay. I just wish everybody could see your piece, though.
Yeah.
But I don't want her to get any grief.
To schedule a consultation.
It's nice, though.
It's very nice. 248-952-8290. That's 248-952-8290. Or log on to DuetEventFilms.com.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get duetted.
Gary, last call. Call time. Make it happen. Gary over there. Last call time on Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN. The Fan.
Oh, come on. You've been out there. You know the roads are just terrible. And if you're one of the many people that have fallen victim to these horrible craters and potholes, your front wheel's out of alignment, you got all your stuff is messed up, take your car, truck, or van to the pros at Expert Car Care.
Hey, Mark, you know what? They offer inspections, then they're free and guarantee the lowest prices in town, and you'll be back on the road safe and sound the same day.
Mike and his great peeps at Expert, that's Xpert Car Care, services everything on your vehicle, A to Z, top to bottom, whether it's something like a tire repair, that's simple, or as major as replacing an engine or transmission. And be sure to mention these two lovely cats right here.
Who? Ira and his cousin, yeah. That's what I thought.
It'll get you nowhere, so try the other guys.
Parker and the Man, and you know what, Mark? You'll receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
That's over $100 in savings passed on to you. Look, don't listen to us. Go to them. Expert Car Care has locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming and on 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Cha.
Go get Expert Car Care.
All right, it's last call time. We got a book. We got tomorrow. We got a TV theme song Thursday. Wings are tied with Boston in the third. That's the update 1-1 going to the third period. Thomas Tatar and Boychuk, the goal scorers. Pistons are losers at Indiana, 101-94.
It's a pretty good game tonight.
Yeah, not bad. And the Tigers are winners this afternoon over the Royals, 2-1-10 tomorrow. It's that kid is pitching tomorrow for Kansas City.
I want to see this kid.
Kid who throws like 100 miles an hour.
Ventura.
Yeah, Yordano Ventura.
Ventura.
Only his fourth major league start, but he had 455 strikeouts in 415 minor league innings. He's been there a bit of time in the minors.
They say he's ready. Real deal. That's what I've heard.
He was supposed to be their fifth starter. He's up to their third starter in the rotation. So Yordano Ventura against Anibal Sanchez tomorrow, 108 start at Comerica. Ira Childress is right over there.
Are we not doing that, or are we not?
What?
We got a call, a last call.
Oh, I didn't even see him. Quincy, you're on Sports Night with Parker DeMann. What's up, Quincy?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? It's me again.
What's happening, Quincy?
Hey, I got a question. What is up with that ski report, man? That's a false ski report, right?
It's a what?
You guys are running some silly ski report.
It's not silly. There's still skiing going on in our state. What are you talking about?
Really?
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, I still got snow in my front yard. What are you telling me?
Where do you live? We haven't had snow in my yard for a week.
Quincy, there's still snow in my front yard in West Bloomfield, and there's plenty of big piles that are still out there. I don't know what 80 degrees have I been missing lately.
On this Dan Orlovsky deal, what's the over-under on how many times we get shown that play where Neanderthal man chases him out of the end zone for the safety when we play the Bears?
I would say it's 50. Over under is 50.
Well, it wasn't the Bears,
it was the Vikings. It was the Vikings.
Well, I know, but he's playing for the Bears now.
No, it's Dan Orlovsky?
No.
Oh. I got you.
Oh, Jared
I got,
Allen.
I got
Jared
you.
Allen.
I got you.
Hey, listen, guys, can I say hello to some of my buds at work?
Sure, why the hell not?
All the guys on the yellow bus, what's happening? Hey, Hawkeye, how you doing? Guys, thanks for the call. How about those Tigers? Out of pace to win 162 games.
All right. Make sure you have one for me, too.
And 162 walk-offs. Unbelievable. The Tigers are on a pace to walk off 162 times. Ian Kinsler's Rangers are still on pace to go to 0-162, but now Kinsler's Tigers are on a pace to go 162-0.
Yeah, okay.
And he's done more than Prince Field already, right? That's the word?
Let's wait and see when Prince Field is the AL MVP.
Oh, here we go.
Playing in that band box.
Here we go. Ira, thank you so much, and good luck to your, what did you say, his cousin or nephew?
Yeah, cousin, Brandon. Cousin? Mm-hmm. Brandon Childress. Google him, people.
Yeah, we will. I mean,
player.
I already looked down at his feet. He said he got 14. I'm like, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the basketball player build. Long legs, big feet, and big hands.
There got it go. Going on. Kid can ball. Watched his tape. I see that from EP.
Hey, EP, you watched it?
Yeah.
Thumbs up. Our producer EP says, all right, thumbs up.
Awesome.
That's a beautiful thing.
All right, don't forget tomorrow.
We'll have Ichel on more. Again, he's the athletic director at Oak Cliffs High School, right outside Lansing. And he's got LakeMichiganFootballReport.com if you love your recruiting.
And, of course, tomorrow is a TV theme song Thursday.
It's Rob's favorite day. Doesn't care about anything else but
Golden Girls, right?
Of course. Come on, you know that goes without saying. All right, here comes the good part. Get ready.
Can we have a good part?
Here we go, good part. I told you all through thick and thin, on up until the end, Parker's been your friend. I've been your friend.
Hey.
All right, hey, Mark, let's thank EP, Gary,
video
Nick,
minions.
And his video minions, because you know what, Mark? We wouldn't be able to do this fine little radio program without him.
Check us on Twitter, Facebook. You can email us at ParkerTheMan@Yahoo.com. Check us at WDFN.com. You can watch us at ParkerTheMan.com. So much to do, so little time, and now we're done. He's Rob Parker.
And he is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7.
Fox Sports Radio is next. And don't forget, Matt Shepard in the morning tomorrow at 7. We'll see you tomorrow.
Is that Shep Shower and Shave?
That's Shep Show, 7 o'clock in the morning. Be there, aloha. Hey, Courtney Cox, call me. There you go. Did I do it right for you this
time? There you go. Hey, Mark.
Don't expect that every night. Yes, Rob.
NBC, you later.
Come with me if you want to go to Kansas City.